California admits on their own site. We covered it the first hour. Mm-hmm. They're bringing back all the COVID protocols.
Yes.
And universities, public schools everywhere, colleges are saying you got to take the shot. They announced days ago what I told you from my source, that on the 15th of September, they're bringing out the new shot. And that's what the Border Patrol and TSA told me. Mm-hmm. They nailed the date because they were there.
So I sent out a tweet and said, COVID is back. We don't know why. People be prepared. Good
hand. And you were the first to call me before even the whistleblower.
Yes. Yeah, so when I sent it out, everybody's like, oh, don't be fear-mongering. It's not going to work. It's not happening. I said, for real, COVID is back. We're seeing more patients that are sick. It's not as bad as it was in the days of Delta, but we're seeing more patients that are sick. And Alex, we're seeing a lot of patients that are vaccinated that are sick. And our vaccinated patients, they are getting COVID 2, 3, 4 times, you know, over and
well,
over.
One of the numbers shows, I've had top scientists on like McCullough and others, McCullough, they're saying the numbers show almost everybody that's really sick is the vaccinated.
Yes, I don't see patients in the hospital. Right now, by God's grace, people are sensitive enough to come to us when they get sick immediately. So we're seeing our patients and treating them. So we're not really dealing with hospitals. But
and there's what you said. There's what you said right there.
Mm-hmm. I know doctors out there that are actually seeing patients in the hospital and they're seeing increase. I've had people run to me to come get their family members out of the hospital. A lady came to me to get the mother out of the hospital. I couldn't. That is why I tell people to be prepared up front. Don't wait till you're in the hospital because I can't come get you out of the hospital.
This excited ever. Mug Club, baby. Wow.
The replatforming begins now. Join Mug Club and get 1 month free with promo code Alex at JonesCrowder.com.
Well, she called me about a month ago, and she called me about 3 weeks ago, and I was so busy I didn't call her back. Dr. Stella Emanuel, medical doctor, fellow Texan, great patriot. She said, Alex, they're bringing the COVID restrictions back. And then over 2 weeks ago, when I got a call from the big whistleblower at TSA, he told me it was coming back and he gave me the evidence. And now it's been announced. And so she's here to talk about it. But there's a lie out there. And I love Senator Paul. I don't think he's lying, but he says, oh, there's no threat from COVID. There's nothing happening. They're just selling this to sell the new vaccine. Well, yeah, the vaccine's not the answer, but there is record sickness. There is hospitals being overwhelmed. And there's a lot of reasons it's happening because these vaccines have destroyed immune systems and most of the folks in hospitals have taken the shots. But people need to get prepared. They need to get ready. Dr. Stella Emanuel is an MD, a successful physician with an active practice in Houston, as well as the founder of Firepower Ministries in Katy, Texas. She devotes her life and resources to teaching believers everywhere to identify the sources of spiritual weakness, deception, and defeat, to learn strategies of warfare to enable them to get and maintain their freedom, drstellamd.com. So I asked her to come back from South Texas to Central Texas today to cover the developments. California admits on their own site, we covered it the first hour, mm-hmm. they're bringing back all the COVID protocols.
Yes.
And universities, public schools everywhere, colleges are saying you got to take the shot. They announced days ago what I told you from my source, that on the 15th of September, they're bringing out the new shot. And that's what the Border Patrol and TSA told me. Mm-hmm. They nailed the date because they were there. People say, how'd you nail it? They tell the feds a few days before. They tell us. And so I think we caught them with their pants down. I'm not declaring victory yet, far from it. But it's an example of how if we're aware of things, as they roll them out and say no up front, it gives us tremendous power. So Dr. Stella Emanuel, our listeners love you. I love you. Your big press conferences with Trump and the Congress and everything, you got targeted, but you've been vindicated and proven right. So going through this now with what you're seeing as a doctor in Houston and treating patients all over the world through your telemedicine, and with now, you were here a week ago, seems like 100 years ago, so much they've confirmed they're doing it.
Yes.
But at the same time trying to deny it. What's happening?
I sent out a tweet in July 30th and said that COVID is back. I don't know why, because it's not supposed to be a, you know, RNA viruses actually not supposed to be something.
And give us your Twitter. We're going to put that up.
Yeah, RNA viruses are not supposed to be something, or viruses, they're not supposed to happen in the summer. It's usually flu, you know, RSV and other stuff. COVID is supposed to.
And give us your Twitter. We're going to pull up again. I'm interrupting, but.
Stella_Emmanuel. Yeah. So I sent out a tweet and said, COVID is back. We don't know why. People be prepared. Good.
And you were the first to call me before even the whistleblower.
Yeah. So when I sent it out, everybody's like, oh, don't be fear mongering. It's not going to work. It's not happening. I said, for real, COVID is back. We're seeing more patients that are sick. It's not as bad as it was in the days of Delta, but we're seeing more patients that are sick. And Alex was seeing a lot of patients that are vaccinated that are sick. And our vaccinated patients, they are getting COVID 2, 3, 4 times, you know, over and
over. Well, one of the numbers shows, I've had top scientists on like McCullough and others, McCullough, they're saying the numbers show almost everybody that's really sick is the vaccinated.
Yes, I don't see patients in the hospital. Right now, by God's grace, people are sensitive enough to come to us when they get sick immediately. So we're seeing our patients and treating them. So we're not really dealing with hospitals. But
and there's what you said. There's what you said right there.
I know doctors out there that are actually seeing patients in the hospital and they're seeing increase. I've had people run to me to come get their family members out of the hospital. A lady came to me to get the mother out of the hospital. I couldn't. That is why I tell people to be prepared up front. Don't wait till you're in the hospital because I can't come get you out of the hospital. And she went to the hospital for a procedure, got COVID, ended up getting intubated, given remdesivir and killed. And Alex, the sad part is that they have not stopped the protocols in the hospitals. After 3 years, after many studies have come out to say hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin works, the protocol in the hospital is still bring the patient in, give them remdesivir, maybe midazolam to kind of calm them down, intubate them, and they die.
And let's talk about real world.
They've not stopped.
I got tested 4 days ago by two different testing facilities. They said, you don't have COVID, but I'm tough. I only get sick every 5 years. I had COVID 2 years ago. I know what it feels like. You were here last week. You said, hey, I think you're getting sick. You need to go on this stuff now. And I didn't. But then the medicine you gave Daria, I went ahead and started taking 2 days ago, and I'm 90% better. The steroid inhalables, the ivermectin, all of it. But that's what we're hearing is it's not testing as COVID, but it's COVID symptoms. What's happening?
We've never really treat patients by testing because, you know, the tests, you know, the PCR test doesn't mean anything. They've tested papayas and they were positive. So the PCR tests don't mean anything. So we don't really...
The Tanzanian president tested it in like goats and papayas.
Yes, yeah. So we don't use testing to treat patients. I tell people right now that at this time with what's going on right now, we don't know what is being released. They can call it another crazy variant. But all I know is that when you start having these symptoms, cold symptoms, don't play with it. Don't ignore it. Hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, they are very safe medications. Take it up front. Make sure that you're treated. You know what I'm saying?
But you're going to explain that. They told people from Australia, the U.S., don't give treatment, send them home.
Yes.
But if you get treatment early, you're fine.
Yes. COVID is treated early because the initial part of COVID is a viral illness with steroids and good support and maybe good immune support and IV fluids and, you know, and non-specific antivirals like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin will help. But the second part of the COVID disease is actually a more systemic disease that, you know, that's where it starts shutting down your systems and you end up with pneumonia.
And this is just like HIV that Fauci we now rolled out.
Yes.
They blocked the real treatments, gave them AZT to kill them.
Yes.
So it's the same story.
So if you
because the elite always gives themselves a way out.
A way out. So if you wait into the second phase of COVID, even if you survive it, that is when people start having like COVID lung symptoms. They have brain fog, and because they've allowed the virus and the inflammation to affect a lot of their system, they've allowed the spike protein to really eat through their system. So that's why I tell people, even young people will not die from COVID, but it's better for them to treat it. So
well, here's a real world take on it. Everything you taught me and others 3 years ago, my dad, 72 years old, smartest guy I ever knew, got COVID, almost killed him. And then he was getting senile, acting weird 3-4 months ago. And people said it's long COVID. I got him in to see my big top medical doctor, owns clinics all over Texas. He follows everything you're saying. They put my dad on the very same stuff you're talking about, and he's back to normal. He got better. So this thing stays in you.
Yes, and I tell people that I've had COVID and we have something that we developed that for COVID long because we know that the inflammation in the system is like a hyper metabolic state. So that's why we tell people COVID is better treated early and don't wait till you get to the hypermetabolic state that messes up a lot of your organs and then maybe...
Don't wait till it colonizes you.
Yes, don't wait to that state.
But for those that have been colonized, what do you do?
Yeah, we have different... If you go on our website, we have different things. You know,
so if you have long COVID, what do you do?
Yes, we have detox. We have the COVID...
Long COVID means it's colonized.
Yes, we have detox. We have something we did called COVID Light that we help people with long COVID and everything. And some people get relief, especially with brain fog and fatigue and everything. So, yeah, you've taken our COVID Light, right? I hope you have. Everybody loves it. We put together that supplement for COVID long symptoms. It has pomegranate, ginseng, CoQ10. It has guarana. It has resveratrol that help with DNA repair. It has.
And we're going to talk about all that next segment.
So it helps to repair you after you've gone through the system.
And we're going to spend the next 30 minutes only on preparedness and getting better. Mm-hmm. But just as a doctor, as a mother, you got your awesome son here right now. As a citizen, watching this happen, what do you think they're up to?
Alex, I wish I could just pinpoint my hand on exactly what they think. I do think that they want to bring back COVID for two reasons. Of course, the election is coming. So mail-in ballots would be a great idea if everybody's locked up in their houses. And then the second thing they want to do is crash the economy. You know that they've already introduced, our nation already has their CBDC. They want to crash the economy. And then when people are desperate and they don't have anywhere to go, they will introduce universal basic income or send out checks. And then they will tell you to take these checks in CBDC, which will start out like an app on your phone and will eventually be a little grain of rice in your skin that I believe is the mark of the beast. So this whole thing is about...
And that's what California says. It's the same stuff.
Yes. So we're working towards... They are working towards getting the mark of the beast, their CBDC into everybody's hand. It's already... This system is there already. They just have to crash the economy. Then when people are suffering and there's no food, of course, you heard about famine.
They blame the collapse on the COVID.
Yes, they'll blame it on COVID. They'll blame it on climate change. You hear a lot of billionaires right now talking about universal basic income.
Oh, the fire was caused. Oh, the virus was caused.
Yes.
But every time it's them.
Yes. So at the end of the day, they want a little chip under your skin where it's going to have everything. The Bible talks about it in Revelation 13, verse 16 to 18, that nobody will be able to buy or sell without it. They want 15-minute cities. They want to lock off. They want to create.
Because they're going
to
shut down the economy, in their own words, to get control. But they know we'll create a new economy, a black market. So it's all about shutting that down.
Yes. So this whole thing about COVID, I believe that the election is part of their plan. But the bigger plan, and it's not just happening here. Look at what's happening in Nigeria. They're practically destroying Nigeria's economy. If you go to
Nigeria. That's right. Nigeria was picked as the test.
Yes, it's picked as a test. And I screamed and screamed to my friends in Nigeria. I went to medical school. They have a lot of friends there. I screamed to them. I said, get prepared. Get food. Start farming and everything. You won't believe what they're doing in Nigeria, Alex. People, there are no cars on the street because.
Tell them what's happening.
Yeah. Gasoline has gone up in Nigeria about 5 times. They started a few years ago and they told Nigerians to come and turn in their phones. They had to register their phones. So all Nigerians had to register their phones or else it would be cut down. Last year, they got up about November, December, and they said everybody should bring in the old Naira notes. They'll give them new Naira notes. They swept trillions of Naira out of the system because Nigeria is a place where people do business by cash. They swept this out and then they refused to give people their Naira notes back. So people, their old parents had to now start figuring out how to transmit money electronically.
Again, the same globalists are running that program, they admit.
Not only that,
the UN admits Nigeria is the test.
Yes,
they're so is, what was the Asian country they got to go to carbon neutral 5 years ago, now they collapsed?
I think it was
Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka, yes.
Now show the Sri Lanka riots.
Yes.
They know exactly what they're doing.
What is happening. So you know what else they did in Nigeria? They ran an election. And of course, they installed a globalist. The guy that won the election in Nigeria didn't get it. Like here, they installed a globalist. The minute they installed Tinubu, Bill Gates was back there. Their health secretary is one lady that used to work for the United Nations, a globalist. And now in Nigeria, come July 1, they decided to suspend they suspended the Naira and just say, okay, let the Naira free float. So the Naira has lost about twice of its value. Not only that, they took away subsidies for gasoline, took away subsidies for diesel, took away subsidies for electricity.
So that's the angrier world. So the globalists think they're going to cut our resources off to make us mad.
Yes.
But if we know it's them, we get mad at them instead of ourselves. How do we stop this?
The first way that people need to do this is learn to be self-sufficient. Like I told people in Nigeria, start farming, get food. Start farming and don't let these people take over. If you start farming and you get food, because Nigeria has such fertile land, but most people don't farm. And number two, do not comply. I saw in a vision, Alex, people lining up in Nigeria to go take the digital currency. I saw people lining up in Europe to go take it. So I know this thing is coming. So people have to be ready because they want to crash your economy. And then when you have nowhere else to turn, you don't have food, you don't have anything, and you're suffering, and then they will come as the savior and tell you, okay, you get locked up in this 15-minute city. Look at what happened in Ohio. They say people that were involved in that spill, they are now telling them to move to Cincinnati and stay in 15-minute city. Look at what happened in Maui. They are trying to burn down the place so that they can create. These people are demons. They want to destroy humanity, and those they don't kill, they want to control.
And for those that don't get it, look at history.
Yes.
You have good times, then evil takes over, and it happens.
Mm-hmm.
This happens.
And it resets. You know what? It resets, Alex. People think that Klaus Schwab, Yuval Noah, them demons, they think that they're going to run this great reset. No. There will be a great reset. I tell people, read your Bible all the way to the end of Revelation. The great reset is going to be done by God. God is going to come, take the church out of here and do rapture, destroy this system and remodel it. So they know where their end is. But right now, they want to destroy as many human beings as possible before God comes for them. There will be a great reset. It will be done by God, not by the devil.
No, you're right. So they're playing God.
Yes. They want... Elon Musk wants to put neural links in our head. Yuval Noah says that, you know, that they want surveillance to go under our skin. They want that human beings are hackable animals and they can hack the software of life and introduce a code in your brain. That Klaus Schwab said that there's not going to be fair elections anymore, because what is the point where they can just program the elections? Do you know what I'm saying? These people are not hiding this stuff anymore. Bill Gates says that they can kill, you know, 10 to 15% of the population by good vaccines. They are not hiding it.
That's crazy. Modena, they have a metaphysical rule. They've got to tell us what we're going to do before they do it. Mm-hmm. By the way, Joe Rogan just sent me a really powerful video. He's watching right now. I just sent the video. We're going to play that coming out of break that Joe Rogan just sent me, dealing with Joe Biden. I want to talk about Trump. I want to talk about the world. I want to talk about Christ, with everything, with Dr. Stella Emanuel, an incredible lady. Everybody needs to go to her website and mark it down for telemedicine.
Yes.
For great supplements, for everything. And she's a sponsor of the show. She's an amazing lady. Top rated products. You should all stockpile, obviously, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, everything now before the, you know what, hits the fan. DrStellaMD.com. DrStellaMD.com. DrStellaMD. Promo code Alex. DrStellaMD.com. Promo code Alex to get 10 to 15% off. Go to DrStellaEmmanuel.com.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it, and they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available: Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Joe just sent me this clip. We should bring up what's happening with Trump right now with Dr. Stella Emanuel.
To serve on the board of a Ukrainian energy company facing serious corruption charges, you were the vice president running point on Ukraine. The average Joe hears that and says, that sounds fishy. What's your understanding of what your son was doing for an extraordinary amount of money?
I don't know what he was doing. I know he was on the board. I found out he was on the board after he was on the board, and that was it. And there's nobody...
Well, you've had a lot of time. Isn't this something you want to get to the bottom of?
No, because I trust my son.
But that doesn't pass the smell test. Like, when you're vice president, isn't there a higher standard? Don't you need to know what's happening with your family? Don't you need to put down some guardrails?
Unless there was something that was... there was something on his face that was wrong. There's nothing on his face that was wrong. So look, if you want to talk about problems, you know, let's talk about Trump's family. I mean, come on. This is...
So
these guys are amazing.
So you think that everything that happened was kosher?
You know there's not one single bit of evidence, not one little tiny bit, to suggest anything done was wrong. You know that. But you keep asking me these questions. It's okay. You're doing what you have to do. But I'm not worried about it. Look, the American public knows me.
Last one on this. Say you're elected, you're in office. What guardrails would you have to be sure that your son, your brother Jimmy, doesn't do anything to trade?
That was during the campaign. They stole the election. Now it's all confirmed. Chinese communist agents. Dr. Stella Emanuel is our guest. Now let's talk about people getting ready. And I can't illustrate this any easier than the fact that I tested negative for COVID twice this week. You were here last week when I was first starting to get sick. I hardly ever get sick. I know what COVID feels like. Can't breathe. It's a different type of deal. I believe that I have one of these new variants, things that are going on. We see the hospitals, all of it. There's definitely something going on. They know it's going on. And I got on the inhalable steroids that you sent me.
Budesonide, right?
And what's the other one?
Budesonide and Albuterol.
And it knocked it all out. And I didn't know why. Last week you're here, you're like, let me help you. I'll give it to you now. I'm like, no, I'm fine. Then a few days ago, I'm like, give it to me. Instantly better. Took it last night. I could not do the show yesterday. I'm like 95% better today. I mean, this is so no-brainer, but they're not going to give people this at the hospitals, most of them. They're not going to tell the people, the doctors you've got, the telemedicine system you've got, they're ready to help people, not once they start getting sick and get sent away from the hospital to get sick and come back and put on a ventilator, but to get stockpiled beforehand. So now I'm going to ask you to talk about how people go to drstellamd.com, use promo code Alex to get a 10% discount. In some cases, even more, depending on the product. DrStellaMD.com. Tell people about your amazing line of products that are over-the-counter, but also the telemedicine you've got.
Yeah. Let's talk about the telemedicine first, because that's the most important part. You know, during Delta, we were having we're seeing 700-800 patients a day, calling prescriptions to pharmacies. Pharmacies would just cancel the scripts, and then we'll be going from 3-4 pharmacies to just get prescriptions to people, and we're going through a lot. So we called that. In fact, I think I came on Alex show at that time, and we called and we said, get patients out there. And, you know, we called, like I said, mom and pop pharmacies from all over the country. And these mom and pop pharmacies, they came on and they joined our team. And we created a team with mom and pop pharmacies all over the country that will ship these medications directly to your house. So what you really do is that you go on drstellamd.com, you do a telemedicine appointment, you fill all your medical information, we review it, our nurses call you, we review all your information, look at your allergies, your weight and all that, and then we prescribe the medication according to your medical history, according to your weight, according to, you know, other medications that you're taking. And then we ship it to you, and then you take it and you keep it in your medicine cabinet. We have a package we've put together called COVID Care Complete. Yes. It has hydroxychloroquine, it has ivermectin, it has budesonide, and it has this cute little nebulizer that we created that you can actually just charge it with your power bank, you know? So you get the nebulizer, so it gets you Z-Pak, and then you get the steroids that you need. So you have everything that you need if you get sick. So then when we give that to you, if you get sick, you can call us and we can direct you if you need direction. But everything is done and given you with direction. So you keep it in your medicine cabinet so that when you get sick, by the time you get sick and you call us and it takes 3 days to ship to you, you're sick and you're scared and you're terrified. So I tell people that, please, I am screaming from the rooftop. America, please listen to me. Get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet right now. Some people just get ivermectin. Some people just get hydroxychloroquine. Some people get the whole COVID complete pack. But while we can help you, while you're still alive and strong and can do it now, today. Get it in your medicine.
Before they're choking it.
Before they decide to shut down the internet or something. I mean, the way we work, Alex, everything we do is legal. Do you know what I'm saying? Our licensing and everything is very great, it's very legal. So we have to go through everything that we need to make sure that we're getting everything done for you properly. We go through your medical record, we take a review. So everything is done fine. And we can see patients, we have doctors that can see patients in all 50 states and pharmacies that can ship to you in all 50 states. So that's why I'm saying, America, please, just listen to me. People call me all the time to come and get them out of hospital. People call me all the time crying because somebody's in the hospital and you don't know what to do. People call me. People come to us when they're already too sick and you're coughing and you're going through this. And then at the end of the day, you might end up with COVID lung symptoms and your lungs
are. And we saw what Fauci and them did.
Just do it today.
Trying to block the therapeutics.
Yes.
Because they can't have the panic if we're prepared and God gave us the compounds.
Yes. Hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin have been around for years. They are safe medications. They are over the counter in many countries. It's only in this country where
Talk about that. And I'll bring this up because you're from Africa. 6% of Africa took the shot. That's a global UN poll. Mm-hmm. They had the lowest COVID rate of the world. It was like less than 1% because the Africans, I guess, already knew about these drugs.
Yes. Listen.
Talk about that.
You know, malaria. Most places that are malaria endemic do not get COVID like that. So when COVID left Wuhan, China, I was going all over the world, it seeded into Nigeria at the same time. You cannot social distance in the slums of Ajegunle. But when COVID got into Nigeria, people were leaving to Wuhan to Nigeria. They were forced to take anti-malarias and it knocked the COVID out of their system. And even when people got COVID in back home, hydroxychloroquine, chloroquine, camoquine, mefloquine, they're all over the counter. So when people get malaria or they get any kind of fever, the first thing they do is treat it for malaria. And when they treat it for malaria, it knocks out the COVID. So it's not just hydroxychloroquine that treats COVID. It's most of the quinolones, like, you know, mefloquine, flavoquine, camoquine, they're all quinine, they all work. Some of them have more side effects.
What do they do? What's the active thing?
You know, it's the quinine. You know, the quinine.
The old days, the British knew to give their sailors limes. They wouldn't get scurvy. Mm-hmm. And they knew to put in their gin quinine.
Tonic, yes.
They had scientists. Mm-hmm. And that's how the British beat everybody.
Yes.
Because nobody else had it.
And quinine,
explain that to people that don't know.
You know, quinine is a little more toxic than mefloquine, which is a little more toxic than, you know, other. But hydroxychloroquine is like one of the safest versions of the quinine.
So even if you don't have access to doctors, go get classic gin tonic.
Yeah, I guess, but I can't say that.
You're a doctor, but
yes,
it's the low end.
Yes, but there are people that survived COVID just taking, you know, tonic water, you know. So, but I'm just saying to people that this stuff, you know.
That's why you call it a tonic. Yes. The old days, doctors gave you a tonic.
Tonic. Do you know what made me start using hydroxychloroquine, Alex? It was an article that was published under Anthony Fauci. You can go Google this. In 2005, that said chloroquine is a potent inhibitor of SARS-CoV-1. So that is where we don't even need any more thing to even use this medicine.
So let's start there. What is in a tonic water? What is?
It's quinine.
What does quinine do?
Quinine comes from the bark of a tree. That is where all these quinolones are made from. They are all derivatives of quinine.
So the British just knew what worked to keep their troops operating in the jungle.
Yes. And a lot of, like, sometimes back home, people make teas out of this, you know? Sometimes, like, they make, like, you know, if you go on our website, we're putting together what we call medicinal herbs, you know, where we'll have lemongrass and moringa and all those things, mint, you know? So they have, when we're growing up, if you got sick, they boiled all these herbs and then they covered you with it and you just breathe in all these herbs that they just boiled and you...
And that was done in America.
Yes.
Even back at the time of my grandmothers, they would just cover you with herbs.
Yes. And you just boil this up and you breathe it, you know. So that is why COVID didn't really sit into Africa because they have all these things that they do when you get fevers. And of course you...
Well, since you're a medical doctor, but also like a shaman, you know all this stuff. My father, firstborn of my grandmother, was super sickly because they kept him so clean and everything. Mm-hmm. And his black nanny said, you need Hindu tea, which I guess was boiled chicken poop. Mm-hmm. And she gave it to him one time. At two, he was never sick again. Mm-hmm. And I guess that had antibodies or something in it. But have you ever heard of that?
Not Hindu tea.
Yeah. But I'm just saying there's a lot of secret stuff.
Yes, I know that because I had a meeting with one of the doctors, the naturopathic doctors, because she's the one that produced what we call Pox Defense. And Pox Defense, we got it from, we actually found it on the NIH website. During the times of smallpox, how they had this plant, you know, pitcher plant that the Indians used for smallpox and they got healed. That's how we put together Pox Defense, you know, Sarracenia purpura. This is something you can buy over the counter, you know what I'm saying? So we put these things together. I have gone past just doing medicine like a doctor treating disease to like realizing that you have to get people healthy. Like you see, I tell people right now, one of the biggest things that you should do, apart from getting hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet, is to get vitamin C, D, zinc.
I was about to say, so what do you get in case you start getting sick? That's telemedicine. But what do you get to prevent it up front and be healthy?
This thing called Covivites. It has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. We have a lot of supplements. Vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. Zinc is a potent antiviral. I tell people don't take more than maybe 30 to 50 milligrams of
zinc. So people need to go to drstellamd.com, which is also a great sponsor. And what do they get to boost their immune system, overall health?
We have this thing we call the Plandemic Pack. We have daily immune boost. We have all kinds of packages. Like, see, Covivites is a big one. The Covita spray, this little spray, has quercetin, it has vitamin D, it has neem in it, so it helps like with allergies. And
I was about to say, because Dr. McCullough and others have said, in most cases, just an inhalable spray stops it up front.
Yeah, so this spray, we went to Reawaken America. You know how dusty Las Vegas is. Everybody was just coughing dusty. We just came, just sprayed it, and within like 5 minutes, you just feel like all that junk is just dissolved out of your system. So there are many medicinal things that we can do that is not big pharma medicine. I'm not knocking big pharma medicine. I'm a physician. You know what I'm saying? I know hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin works. But if you can take vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin, build your immunity, elderberry, milk thistle, all this stuff, build your immunity before you get sick. The reason why a lot of people get colds in the winter is because of low vitamin D. You know what I'm saying? Vitamin C helps with colds and membranes, and zinc is a very potent antiviral, but zinc cannot enter into your cell. That's where you need quercetin. So when we put zinc and quercetin and vitamin D together, you have a combination that can keep you healthy. We have it in Covivites. One pill, you can take it, you have vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. You can buy it over the counter. But if you go on our website, you can get it in Covivites, then take it daily. We also have NAC, N-acetylcysteine. That is an antioxidant, helps to break loose mucus out of your chest. So we have all these things we've built. We spend the past 3 years developing stuff to help people stay healthy. And then, of course, you make a telehealth appointment, put your medicine in your medicine cabinet, and you know that if something crazy happens, while you fight, you can stand. Because I don't want people to fight and then they can't breathe.
And the key is use promo code Alex.
Use promo code Alex, you get a discount.
What's the discount?
It depends. 5% to 10% depends.
Well, they're great products and everybody loves them here. Politically, though, watching this, why would they attempt another lockdown, which they now confirm they're doing?
Two reasons. One, they want to do mail-in ballots for the next election. Number two, they want to crash the economy so that they can bring universal basic income and make us take it in CBDC or the mark of the beast. That's what's going on, period. They want everybody digitalized by 2020. United Nations is talking about a digital compact. They want
and they're going to use the fear of disease
digitalized by
to 2020. Do it.
Yes. So if they destroy the economy, do you know how many people, if they said, okay, great, come and get $2,000 right now, you don't have to work. Many people will succumb and say, okay, God, inject it in my body. People are already injecting into their body for just convenience. And that is the bottom line. Where this thing is going, this thing is going to a time when there will be a digital dictatorship. You're not going to be able to buy or sell till you have a chip under your finger, chip under your hand or in your forehead, as the Bible says in Revelation 13, 16. So they are working towards it. And the only way that they will succeed is if we follow them. But if you resist, they cannot force. Look at how much resistance stopped them from all the mask and lockdown.
Look at how we exposed it 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And it's already done. So I'm gonna tell the truth here. And I thought why I haven't told these stories. It's not because I'm ashamed of it, but I don't want to look arrogant or powerful. And I'm serious when I say that. But I've had visions as well. And I had visions of the World Trade Center's blowing up. Mm-hmm. And I'm on record saying they're going to blow them up and they blame it on bin Laden and all that. I'm not saying bin Laden's good. That's my vision. And I said it months before it happened. It's on record. Mm-hmm. But I've also had visions in the last 4 or 5 years before this started of lockdowns mm-hmm. and forced injections and troops on the street and the power going off. And you wake up from these dreams that are incredible.
Yes.
And you go, oh, I'll remember this. And by the time you get up and, you know, I'll be honest, go take a pee and drink a cup of coffee, you can't remember it.
No, usually I record them because mine have been... I saw it from way back.
You get your visions in dreams or what?
I get them in dreams and visions. Sometimes when I'm praying, I'm like in really deep prayer and everything. I see visions like passing. Like
exactly. But my problem is then I can't remember
when
them.
So
how do you remember them?
Oh, no, I record them. I have a recording this thing on my phone. When I wake up, I record them.
I'm going to give you the floor right now. You're going to host the next 5 minutes. I'm not going to interrupt you. Tell us, because I know these visions are gifts from God. They're real.
Yes.
Folks, on my shoulder, this is real. Everybody has them yourself. The great part is the visions are increasing for everybody.
Yes, God is.
But evil people are getting satanic visions.
Yes,
they're getting burn buildings down, rape children, attack things, lie. Attack, they're getting their vision. What vision are you getting, Dr. Stella Emanuel?
God is talking to people, Alex. I remember in 2016 when the Lord showed me this whole pandemic, it was like I saw like there was a fog going all over the nation and people were coughing and just having like respiratory symptoms and coughing. And I was asking people, what do we do? And the Lord is like, we need to pray. People need to cry out to God. We've had the 2011, we did a 100-day prayer program. We prayed around the clock. And the Lord showed me that there were people among us that are not human, people that are among us that were, and they told me that that it was not their time. And when is their time, they were going to take over. And so as you keep having these visions, you start praying and crying out to God. I say, God, what's going to happen to our generation? And right now, that is why when all these things started happening, I say, oh God, these are the things that the Lord has been showing me. But I remember in 2020, in March, when this whole thing started, I did a video about this. It's on my YouTube channel. If you go on my YouTube channel, it's right there. I did it, I think it was March 15, 2020. And when all this started and I went to the Lord praying, I said, God, what is going on? What's going on with our world? And I had this really strange dream. And in this dream, I saw like, there was like satellites or some, they were like rays being released on the earth. And these rays were hitting people and many people were dying. By then, nobody had died. And I called, I said, we should pray. I called for 1 million people to get together and pray because we didn't know what was going to happen or what was going to come. And I was calling, I said, people need to pray because evil is coming on the world. And this was before anybody died. And of course, our generation right now don't really know how to pray and intercede. And what the vision that the Lord showed me came to pass, you know, people died. And I still believe that what I saw, this contraption that I saw in the heavenlies, that was releasing race upon humanity, as I now think it has something to do maybe 5G or some of these directed weapons that are coming on the earth. And I don't think that these globalists have stopped. I want everybody listening to me to know that we're like in the end times. So you need to be prepared physically. You need to be prepared spiritually. Why do you need to be prepared spiritually? They're going to release weapons. If you read Revelation 6, as the seals are being opened, seal number one that is open in Revelation 6, verse 1 to 3, is actually the conqueror is released all over the world. And I believe this seal was opened in 2020. And the conqueror was released to conquer the whole world. It was given two things. It was given a crown and a crown and a bow. And actually, some versions call it a poisonous dart. I do believe that the crown is corona. Corona actually means crown. And the poisonous dart or the bow was the jab. These are the two things that the devil was given to conquer the whole world. And I do believe this seal was opened in 2020. And I want everybody to realize that it's the Lord Jesus that was opening the seals. Why would the Lord open seals and release calamity on the world? Because our iniquity is full. The world right now is full. The iniquity is full. There's a lot of depravity in the world, and the world is due for judgment. If God does not judge our world, then he has to answer to Sodom and Gomorrah. And we that are the righteous people are the ones that are holding the hands of God, holding the hands of judgment over the nations. That is why it's so important that we pray and fast and stand before God for our nation, stand before God for our families. And I know that in the next, something is going to happen, an event called the rapture is going to happen when the Lord is going to come and take the church out so that they can destroy these demons. God is going to settle this. So you have to make sure that your life is right. You believe in Jesus. Your life is right with Christ. And make sure that when the Lord comes, he takes you out. And then these demons will be destroyed. After these demons are destroyed, God is going to come back, remodel this world, and we'll live happily ever after on this earth. But between now and then, there's going to be a lot of pain and suffering. There's going to be a lot of starvation. Prepare food, stock up water, be prepared to stand, live your life right with God. Make sure that you're taking supplements. Make sure that you have, you know, charcoal grill, guns and ammo, whatever it is that it would take for you to protect you and your family.
And you've done that yourself. You've moved out of the country.
Oh, yeah. I have a big ranch. I have two ranches, actually. A personal one and the one that we use for other things, yeah.
But it's incredible. You can see evils out in the open. Open pedophilia, open Satanism. Mm-hmm. The main move is happening.
Mm-hmm. The devil is actually just out in the open, you know. You know, Alex, this whole issue about, you know, hairy, stinky men dressed up like demons, you know, dancing with their tutus in front of children, it's not harmless. That is how they introduced
this satanic ritual.
Yes, it's a ritual. They introduce these demons into these children at this age. And then by the time they are 8 or 9, they are now them, or they don't know
what they are. They're grooming them.
Yes. So they are grooming them, not just physically, but spiritually, introducing demonic spirits.
And by the way, they go to city councils and say, we're here to groom your children.
Yes.
Look at Disney World.
We're coming for your children, yes. So parents have to be very careful. Teach your children, train them. Right now in California, they want you to have, they talk about, you know, sex with minors if the minor accepts. You need to teach your children that way in an evil time, so you don't go to school and they mark them without telling you. So they don't go to school and the teacher teach them something crazy. In fact, I would say get your children out of school, do homeschooling.
Exactly. None of this.
Do homeschooling, yes.
Nothing matters but our souls and protecting our children.
Yes.
People need to get ready with the telemedicine and get pre-stocked. But they also need to get the supplements right now.
Yes.
You got some of the best out there. DrStellaMD.com.
Yes.
DrStellaMD.com. Promo code Alex.
Yes.
You have a 10% discount. You're a great sponsor. Again, tell us about the other products you've got for people that need to get them. What would you recommend everybody preemptively, therapeutically, that's already great for you, get on right now?
We have the Immunovites for children. We have something because this is kind of new, but we didn't have anything for kids. It has vitamin C, D, zinc, and elderberry for children. But COVID vitamins, vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin, you should take this daily. For people that took the jab or people that are having COVID lung symptoms, we produce a cleanse. It has like milk, thistle, elderberry, and it helps to cleanse.
That's the big one people want. So what's the name of that product?
It's called COVID Cleanse.
COVID Cleanse.
And then we have COVID Light, which is like our best product. Everybody loves COVID Light. COVID Light has all your vitamins, and then it has all kinds of stuff, resveratrol, pomegranate, it has guarana. It just takes off brain fog and gives you strength. And, you know, it has a resveratrol that repairs your DNA, and it has CoQ10. It has a lot of stuff.
It's incredible. The whole crew loves it.
Yes.
Let's name that again.
Everybody loves this product. COVID Light.
COVID Light. COVID Light. DrStellaEmmanuel.com.
DrStellaMD.com.
That's right. DrStellaMD.com.
One of the things that we made, COVID Sleep, right? COVID Sleep also has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin, right? But it has ashwagandha, that is a natural anti-anxiety, and it has melatonin to help people sleep. So people that are having issues sleeping can take their vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin in COVID Sleep. The other people can take theirs in COVID Vites.
And they're all there at DrStellaMD, DrStellaMD.com,
yes.
DrStellaMD.com, Dr. Stella Emanuel. Promo code Alex, get a big discount. Thank you so much for the amazing job you're doing. We'll get you back again very soon. And I want to thank you so much for being here. 30-second closing comment.
America, be prepared. Do not be scared. Do not be scared. Be prepared. That's all I'm saying. Whatever battles that they are throwing at us, if you're spiritually prepared, if you're physically prepared, like I said, it is the paranoid that will survive in this time. And if you're paranoid like me, you have everything from food, from water, to spiritual health, and to medical health. So once you are in that position, help your family, your friends, everybody to be prepared.
And the most important thing is you've got great people around you.
Yes, yes. And call on the name of Jesus. If things get crazy,
drive safe back to Houston. DrStellaMD.com, folks.
Promo code Alex.
Absolutely. Promo code Alex. You're beautiful. You're wonderful. Owen Schroyer, another amazing person, takes over right now, 3 p.m. Central, with the War Room. I'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow. I've not been this excited ever.
The replatforming begins now. Join Mug Club and get 1 month free with promo code Alex at JonesCrowder.com.
Now we're about to play you a clip from a well-known prestigious doctor, Dr. Roger Hodgkinson, laying out some of the latest numbers. These are hard, cold numbers. See this for yourself.
One of the big pieces of news over the last couple of days has been a Substack by a gentleman called Peter Halligan has been looking, he's a most experienced analyst, financial industry, extremely used to looking at statistics and translating them into a summary statement. And this is the summary statement, and I hope your leaders are sitting down holding themselves, because what I'm going to tell you intuitively sounds ridiculous. That's why it's so incredibly important that I say this. These numbers are best estimates at this point in time using government data for the global consequences of the clot shot in terms of death and morbidity, otherwise known as serious adverse events such as heart attack, strokes, pulmonary emboli, etc. We've been focusing for good reason on North American statistics during the last 2.5 years. But this man has extrapolated that into the total effect, negative effect, of the clot shot. And these are the numbers. Deaths, global deaths, directly attributable to the vaccine, 20 million. 20 million deaths due to the clot shot, and 2 billion, big B, 2 billion serious adverse reactions of the type I described. Now, these numbers are beyond staggering. They, to contrast that with history, vaccines have typically been pulled from the market when the last one, the bird flu vaccine, was pulled with only 35 deaths. I hope people can appreciate the scale of what is going on here. An unimaginable carnage, which isn't over.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you just saw is literally the tip of the iceberg. Go to InfoWars.com. The full videos are there. We're playing them on the regular weekday show, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is a covert holocaust. This is global depopulation. So please tell your friends, your family, strangers, your neighbors. If they want to know the truth, go to InfoWars.com so you can see these full reports for yourself. And please keep us on air. We're barely hanging on right now. We've been vindicated on so many levels, but the deep state is attacking us, and only you can keep us on air. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get a book. Get a t-shirt. Get a film. Get a ball cap. Get great supplements. Get great water filtration. Get high-quality, storable food, survival supplies, and so much more that are amazing products that will empower you and your family and will keep us on air. Check out our 3,000 milligram CBD oil made right here in Texas, the strongest out there. Does incredible things for the whole body. It's 33% off what the brand is sold in stores around the country for. We sell it at the lowest price. It's the best out there, called Rebels Inn. So many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com, like Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It empowers you, it empowers your family, and it keeps us on air to continue to save lives. Thank you so much for your previous support. Now please support us now, because it's more important than ever.